This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In a world filled with chaos and uncertainty, find peace, guidance, inspiration, and wisdom with Abdel Fattah Adeyemi's official app. Download the Abdel Fattah Adeyemi app now and start your journey to a more meaningful, purpose-driven life. Available for free on the App Store and Google Play. Join the community. Transform your life. Edit your universe.
Allah over and over again for His mercy and for His grace and kindness over all of us. Tonight we want to continue with the discussion on how to make life user-friendly. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His own methods of doing these things, and we need to understand it well so that we find the practice of our deen, so that we find it easy for ourselves. Allah did not promise that it's going to be very, very cheap or very easy. Paradise is not very cheap. A person has to work hard and then put trust in Almighty Allah. And I want to call our attention to a few examples of such people that Allah tried, and eventually they still triumphed. We have spoken about men earlier on, prophets of Allah. But there's one madam, I want to mention her example in the glorious Quran. This madam, the Quran did not mention her name particularly, but Allah called her Ummu Musa. That's the mother of Musa, out of respect for her. And this woman happened to be the mother of one of the greatest prophets of Almighty Allah. But it was not so easy like that for her. It happened at a time when Pharaoh was killing the boys. And this woman, Allah gave her a child as at that period. She had two children before that time, a boy and a girl. One of them, the boy was Aaron. And the girl, we were not told the name, but some people said her name is Miriam. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was born, the mother had to hide him for 3 months. The baby cried, and she was afraid that the baby would be found out by those who are investigating everywhere and killing male children. So Almighty Allah revealed to her, and Allah spoke to her directly in the way that was best known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, take this child and put this child in a box and put this child in the river. And Allah told her what the plan was going to be all about. We read in the history of the Quran that the mother went ahead and did what Allah said. And Allah eventually returned the boy back to the mother for the mother to breastfeed. Everybody will hear this story and it looks very, very easy. Here was a mother who has seen the goodness of a child. She had tried her best to hide him for 3 months. And because she feared that the child would be killed, rather than Allah to say she should always use something to cover the child's mouth so that nobody will hear the child cry, Allah told her to take the child to the river. It only takes a mother that is lactating, a mother that is breastfeeding, a mother that truly loved the child. To put the baby down was not so easy. To take the baby out was not that easy. To leave the baby in the river where there will be crocodiles roaming around was not that easy. Where the sailors and the people who are fishing here and there, to leave the baby in such a care was not that easy. This woman must have gone through a lot of agony and trials and travails, and she must have gone through a lot of fear and a lot of sadness, a lot of doubt. Why will Allah ask me to do this? What have I done so bad that Allah will deal with me like this? But it was a strong iman for the woman to have done this. But when she did that, put the baby in the box, she ensured that the baby was placed where the reeds are. Possibly she disguised the box in such a way that from distance you will not know that's a box with a baby inside. Possibly she found a way of putting the baby on a river course where she was sure where the river was flowing to. And out of being cautious, she still told the sister to keep an eye on that box. That is your brother that's inside there. I put him there because Allah said so. Keep an eye and keep watching and keep watching. If you notice any danger, find ways of distracting people away from that box. Maybe those were the plans. And eventually, Allah made the box to go through to the backyard of Fir'aun. And Allah says, وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مُحِبَّةً مِنِّي. And when the box was opened, the wife of Fir'aun saw it by herself. And she said, we are going to keep this one. Maybe أَنْ يَعْنْفَعْنَا. Maybe it will be useful for us, or we'll take him as a child. And as soon as she said it, Fir'aun didn't doubt it at all. She didn't argue. He didn't argue with her. He said, yes, that's what we are going to do. But the story looked very easy. But you should not forget that the mother was very cautious. She obeyed Allah when it was difficult, but she still used her common sense. This is how Allah wants himself to be obeyed. Let me give you an example of Rasulullah. When he came for the Battle of Badr, it was 313 against over 1,000. Nobody was sure that the Prophet would win that battle. The Sahaba, those that followed him then, they were farmers, they were not warriors, they were businessmen, they were not soldiers. And they still followed him with that iman that this Allah that we trust in is going to protect us. But as they were going, some people already knew that they were not coming back. But Allah didn't bring his help until when they got to the battlefield. That was when Allah sent the angels to come and defend the believers, and the battle was still won. It was a miracle, but don't forget, the Prophet didn't wait back in Medina for the Meccans to come and attack him there. The Prophet moved to a place that is called Badri. And this place they got to in Badri, they ensured that they had a river behind them so that they could face the opponents who had only deserts behind them. If anything happened, the believers could fight, go and drink, come back. Those ones had nowhere to go to. It was not only angels that helped in winning the battle. There was strategy also involved. So when you read Quranic stories, don't just read as if, nice miracle. There was miracle. But if you want to make ibadah to be user-friendly for yourself, use dua. Follow miracle. Follow intention. Follow strategies. Use your common sense. This is the way Allah wants to make life to be user-friendly for all of us. And I pray that in every endeavor of ours, in everything that we do, may Allah give us the courage to be able to follow his injunctions. All that Allah requires of us is for us to be obedient. Whatever comes out at the end of it, then we leave it to Almighty Allah. This is how Allah works, and this is how to make life to be user-friendly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Download the Abdel Fattah DME app now and start your journey to a more meaningful, purpose-driven life. Available for free on the App Store and Google Play. Join the community. Transform your life. Edit your universe.